Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today
is Saturday, March the 24th. Saturday, March the 24th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we wanted to talk about, I was going to do a show focusing specifically on the retrograde energy, the cosmic energy that's going on right now. We are in this reverse or this reverb, if you will. But I want to talk to it from a global perspective. As you guys know, I really, really try to get it from a holistic view. And also, my good brother Roman is more of an expert in the retrograde a Mercury retrograde, or retrograde, I'm saying metro, but retrograde, zodiac, numerology, and a lot of that stuff. So I may do, I'll be getting with him probably on Monday or Tuesday. We're going to be doing a couple of shows. We may discuss that topic at that time to just specifically focus on just that cosmic energy. From a retrograde, a Mercury retrograde perspective. But today we want to talk about how all this cosmic energy is producing a cosmic shift and how it is affecting you right now. And it's very important because what's going on in your life right now, if you do not understand this mysterious sense of adversity or intensity or emotionalism or anxiety or lethargicness or lethargy that is going on, then you will start to think that maybe something is wrong with you, or you may start to look for a different outlet. So today I want to break down the cosmic or the Christ consciousness, which is the Christ consciousness shift. Right now we are in the middle of the shift. The true destiny of mankind is not left up to mankind. Contrary to popular belief, the true destiny of mankind is left up to the creator of mankind. Let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because many of us believe, and rightfully so, because we do have a limited free will, but we don't have, while we are in this dirt suit, our free will or will is limited to the capacity of this dirt suit. So without understanding that, you will fall into the dominant culture's, the Luciferian agenda, which says, do as thy wilt. So the Luciferians say that if it feels good, do it. Yahushua, the Christ, says, if it fulfills destiny, do it. So we have two systems of thought, if you will. We have two frequencies. We have two waves. We have two vibrations. These two frequencies or two waves or two vibrations are being manifested right now as we speak. And right now, does your life seem like it is getting increasingly more challenging? Are you having any emotions that have been very intense lately? Have you been in any type of a intense emotional state due to wealth, health, wisdom, or relationship? Have you, or does it seem like you or someone that you know, are more airy, meaning that you're more in your head, meaning that your thoughts are more racing, meaning that you're getting an overwhelming influx of thought? Have you noticed that your body is either more lethargic or more laid back? Or there is this lack of energy, like I've been talking about, you know, where during the day, your normal pace, like I used to go to the gym sometimes three times a day. Now, for me, a little different because I had this tooth stuff going on, but I haven't been to the gym in the last good 30 days or so, which is really unusual for me. Why? Very lethargic. Is that happening to you? Do you have, or have you been having this feeling like blah, this kind of vague, a feeling, or maybe the opposite of all those feelings? Maybe you have more anxiety. Have you ever been, like, I haven't been able to sleep. I don't really sleep that well compared to when I talk to other people. I don't sleep like that's been my story my whole life. But it's been now, it's even worse. Now I have more difficulty sleeping. Now I have more difficulty completing my normal task. I was always behind on some of my normal tasks, my daily routine. But I've been falling more behind. I'm doing the same amount of work, but I'm getting less done. I've been noticing that I've been feeling this sense of urgency. I've been really impatient. I don't have much patience as it is already. But now I'm noticing I'm more impatient. I also find myself really being really obsessing over things. Things that didn't used to bother me now bother me, or have been bothering me since the Mercury retrograde started. For me, I'm always ahead of the curve, so it really started on the 22nd or 21st. For me, it started about a week ago. It was already there because of the tooth and other things that was going on in my life, but it amplified. So the Mercury retrograde, as we already talked about, retro means to revert or to go back. Grade means to a habit or a position. So Christ consciousness cosmic shift is going on right now. The universe has entered into a new age. It is the age of Aquarius. It is the age of the water bearer. The water represents gnosis or knowledge. So knowledge has been pouring out on all flesh, like it says in the Old Testament, that your young men will dream dreams and your women will prophesy and so on and so forth. In other words, knowledge is just not for the one percenters, for the priests. Everything that is hidden is now being revealed. You are living in the age of enlightenment. This is the golden age. It just started. For the next 2,150 years, we're now out of the peasant priest age. That's the Piscean age. That's the fish age. That's the Yahushua age. Or the, let me rephrase that. That is the Constantine version of Yahushua's age. That's the dungeon. That's the dark ages for me. That's not the age of enlightenment. That is the age of bombardment, meaning that you're going to get beat down with somebody's version. So now we're out of that. Now you can shake off your grave clothes. So what is going on right now is the same thing that happens to a caterpillar when it turns into a butterfly. I can only imagine, but a caterpillar is a worm, and it totally turns into something that is totally different. So I'm imagining that's probably a painful process. So that's what you're going through right now. That's what this retrograde represents for me. It is the understanding that right now as we speak, there is a underlying esoteric biblical perspective that it talks about in the book of Daniel. Your job is to make sure that you don't overreact, that you don't break, that you don't, now you can bend, but don't break, that you don't change. I would not make any major changes during this period. Now, there are some specific dates. People debate and argue over the dates, but it's basically from mid-March to mid-April. This is a time when there is neutrinos being released by the sun. As I talked about on the show that I did in a whole series that I did on activating the 12 strands of your DNA, which is the 12 numbers inside of your Dear Kinnear report. So if you don't know the 12 numbers that's inside of your Dear Kinnear report, you don't even know what's being activated. You don't even know why you're feeling. So right now, we are in this new Mercury retrograde paradigm. And you have to understand that while you are in this Mercury retrograde paradigm, Mercury represents certain attributes and aspects from the Cosmogrator as well as from Abaddon. So Mercury, remember, from an astrological perspective, symbolizes life. It symbolizes experiences. It symbolizes everything that has to do with communication, process improvement, the ability to assimilate and distribute information. So Mercury represents all modes or all modalities of communication. You will find during this period, I can say something, you're going to perceive something. Totally different. During this period, there is a radical exchange of information that is contained inside of the solar flares or the CNEs that's been released by the SUN and the SON. But the Cosmogrator is using it to revert. The Cosmogrator is the master of language. And he has this ability, again, to use the impulse to communicate. And it is the placement of Mercury to manipulate the neutrinos that's been released by the Ptah. So when we talk about the Mercury retrograde, and most people look at it, maybe so, from a negative, fearful perspective. However, it's just energy. It is always a manipulation of communication. You will always find during this period, now Pluto retrograde, Venus retrograde, the other planets is way more powerful. Nobody talks about that. I've never heard people ask me questions about Pluto retrograde or Venus retrograde. It's only Mercury, because Pluto and Venus and the other planets don't affect you in the area of communication or language. During this time, your language and the way that language is being communicated is going to be manipulated. Not manipulated in a bad way, but misinterpreted. Your job is to already understand that people are going to go off on you for no reason. You are going to go off on people for no reason. Your job is to not respond, as I've been saying on pretty much every show. Whatever you react to, you enact to. That is the foundation of this cosmic shift. That is the foundation of the Mercury retrograde energy that has been released by the sun and then has been manipulated by Mercury. So what's the big picture? The big picture is the Father is changing you whether you want to be changed or not. Some of us are going kicking and screaming all the way to wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. It is the craziest thing to slice bread. People are fighting their blessing. Because when we really think about how the universe is set up, everything, again, today's technology is yesterday's demonology. Technology, again, the universal law of harmony overrides all of this cosmic chaos. And so we have this cosmic manipulation of the toroidal and the scalar flow. Now, scalar technology, what we're going to be talking about on the next show, is the scientific explanation of a single standing column of waveform energy. You have 12 columns. Those 12 columns are represented by the 12 numbers that's inside of your Dear Kinnear report that makes up the four numbers in the center of your circle. Those numbers must collapse into one. Everything in the universe is a living cycling, or it is cyclical, and it is always renewing. It is a network that is connected and is powered by the cycle of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. That keeps the uni one verse, the you, I verse. You, brother, you, sister, you are the verse. The verse is not out there. The verse is you. So what you send out is what comes back. So if you think, if the energy, if this is why this is so important, if during this Mercury retrograde, if you fall into all of the symptoms that is being empowered by Mercury, because remember the God of communication, we're talking about communication, we're talking about a manipulation of communication. We're talking about certain cosmic triggers that's being triggered in you due to a specific energy, frequency, wave of vibration. It is an acceleration of a recalibration, a recalibrating of your DNA. That's why the sun releases neutrinos, because you have something called nucleotides that's located inside of your nucleus, inside of your cells. So the word nucleus, if you look at the word, it's the word N-U-E, it's the word new, and clear is new clear, which is really new clay. So the Bible says, does the clay have the right to tell the potter, make me dust? No, it does not. You are the clay. He's the potter. You are the clay. That's what the Bible says. So the clay, the potter makes the clay. The clay does not make the potter. Let me say that again. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology, but let me tell you the difference between me and pretty much every Reverend Dr. Bishop on the planet. They believe you got to do something by which to inherit eternal life. I believe you got to do one thing. That is, breathe. If you can do that, you're saved. Now, let me make sure you understand, because you, right now, you got to go through some, you know, you got to do some sun gazing, or you got to throw some salt over your left shoulder, or you got to do some candle magic, or you got to do the Kundalini activation, or you got to consult with the ascended masters, or you go out in the rainforest of the Brazils and hang out with some, you know, shamans, or you got to consult some curanderos, or you got to go into a teepee and smoke some peyote with the Native Americans. You got to do something. I'm the only one. Well, I know I'm not the only one. I'm just the only one that I know. Everybody else got a guard that requires hoop jumping. Now, I used to have that guard. I traded him in. I recommend you do the same. But when you get tired, now everybody gets there at a different point. But I recommend you continue to jump through the hoops, because it's amazing. Pain equals compliance. I just went through it with my tooth. The pain kept increasing. I kept, you know, dealing with it through coping mechanisms. Y'all remember that book, the whole series I did on coping mechanisms? What coping mechanisms do you got to deal with your pain? Eventually, the pain overrides the coping. How do I know? I got something called personal experience, natural and spiritual. So however you want to slice it and dice it, boo-boo, I'm with you. We can go natural, we can go spiritual, we can go biblical, we can go esoterical, we can go biological. Well, how you want to slice it and dice it? We can slice it and dice it any way you want to. At the end of the day, the potter has power over the clay. The clay doesn't have power over the potter. Now, I know this is a very, 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 very complex and difficult concept. I understand. However, with prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, that's what it says in Scripture. That's what I did. And guess what? God honors his word above his own name. Craziest thing since sliced bread. So all we got to do is get into the word. And once we get into the word gets into us. That's it. Now, I know that's too easy, right? If we get into the word gets into us. And then we bring about what we think about. But we are in an environment where, like everybody tells me, boy, I don't know, I was a kid, boy, you don't work, you don't eat. You go to a job, if you don't show up and you don't perform. See, we come from a performance-based society, but the kingdom, the spirit realm, is a commonwealth. That means that the wealth is common. That means everybody gets the same amount. That the Bible says, now, again, I'm not making it up. It's inside of your Bible. Maybe not yours, but somebody got a Bible. If you look at your neighbor's Bible or whoever got a Bible, it says that God gives gifts freely to all men. It also says that every man has the measure of faith. Now, that means everybody. Everybody, even OPs, even organic particles still have the measure. Now, that is contrary to everything I've ever been taught. I've never heard that preached over any pulpit in America. Maybe in Japan, Germany, somewhere else they preach that. They don't preach that in America. And because of that paradigm, how do you change your paradigm? See, there is a shift that is taking place that is not dependent upon you. Now, I know if you're anything like me, I'm God's gift to the planet. I think very highly of myself. So it is very injurious to my ego to think that God is more powerful than me. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why I thought that God needed me. For some reason or another, I brought into the lie that says God can't do shizness without me. There are people who teach that. Now, I know that doesn't work. God didn't consult me like he told Job, where were you when I spun the stars and made the heavens? It's because of the inability to see. We ain't nothing but a freaking grain of sand on one beach. Do you know how many beaches there are? Now, let's put it in perspective. Just on one planet. First of all, how many planets are there? Nobody knows. That's a plethora. There's a gazillion of galaxies out there. And so if you are one grain, not the whole beach, go to the beach and just pick out one grain of sand on one beach, on one planet. Now, from that grain's perspective, it is yelling and screaming that it knows all things. Now, I don't know about you, but that is probably the most ludicrous ideal I've ever heard of. But that used to be me. Now, I'm one grain, just one grain of sand on one beach. How many beaches there is there just in Texas? Now, I just one grain, I need to wrap your brain around this, because this is the problem. We got people preaching and yelling and, like me, writing books, and they're God's gifts to the planet. They are the authority. We got Christians that will put a bullet in you if you do not believe what they say. I know a plethora of them. I know a lot of Muslims, too. I know a lot of people who are very staunch believers, and they'll hurt you. That's why I don't hang out with believers. That's why I'm a lone wolf. That's why I do Willie. I don't do nobody else. You will find me with me, 24/7, 365. I have no friends, and I like it that way. I ain't trying to get any, because friends are dangerous, because everybody got a freaking belief, and they ain't got no proof. Me too. I got a belief. I ain't flew off the planet. I cannot tell you if the earth is round or flat. I got an opinion, but you will not see me on CNN telling you if you don't believe that the earth is flat or that the earth is round, I'm going to show up at your house and put a bullet in your head. You won't find me making that statement. You will not find me saying anything that if you do not believe in Jesus Christ, if you do not believe in Yahuwah or Yahushua, if you do not believe in anything I teach, you can still send me a Christmas gift and I will receive it. However, that's probably not a two-way street. The moment I say something that violates your belief system, you want to hurt me and my family. That's why I don't hang out with Negroes. Negroes are dangerous. Not you, but, you know, Negroes that you know. See, without this cosmic shift in your thinking, without the ability to understand that everything on this earth is a dumbed-down version of the original, I've not heard one statement that made sense. Not one. People come to me and they tell me all kind of great statements. Brother, I got proof. And y'all know I tell y'all that I got proof. Now, I got enough proof based upon the information that was given. So I'm basing all of my theology and everything that I've learned on a dictionary and words that was written by somebody else. Now, I've gotten as close to the source as I possibly can. However, God has not appeared to me and told me nothing. That's a cosmic shift. The Christos and Christ cosmic shift is exactly what the definition of the word truth is inside the Bible. That doesn't exist on earth. I don't know. I'm trying to pray. I'm asking God to give me a love for my fellow man, more love for my fellow man. Because the higher up the ladder I go, the thinner the air gets. And the less tolerance I have for cray-cray. In the Bible, the word truth comes from the Greek word aletheia. I'm not making it up. Now, if they put the wrong word in there for that word truth, something in my spirit then overrides that. Because I read 2 Corinthians, where it says something that about that the letter kills and the spirit lives. So, I don't know about the letter of the law. Even when I was a cop, I never wrote a ticket for somebody who was driving over the speed limit. I understood the spirit of the law. If you were the speed limit is 35 and somebody was doing 37, 38, 39, even 40, I never wrote them a ticket. If you come through a 40, you doing 60, you doing 80, then I understand that there's a safety issue. I understood the spirit of why there's a speed limit sign. Most Roman Catholic bishops, they don't have that capacity to understand. They are staunch letter writers. They're scribes and Pharisees. Not you, but people that you know. Me, I live in the spirit realm. If it doesn't resonate with my spirit, then I understand, and I understand how to survive and thrive during this Mercury retrograde period. This is when the energy that's inside of the universe, again, is retrograde. It means that it is going to revert, grade, habit, back to a bad habit, back to the old you, back to the old man. Your job is to avoid that feeling that you have right now. Because, again, there is this energy that's affecting your energy. So energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, is affecting your I-N-N-E-R-G, your spirit. And so it's important that you understand that during the Mercury retrograde paradigm shift that is going on right now, based upon every scientist on the planet and off the planet, they're all saying the same thing. Hey, there is the planets do some crazy shizmets. And then, just like the moon affects the water, you know, high tide and low tide is caused by what? The moon. So if the moon can affect all of the water on Earth, don't you think the other planets can affect what's going on Earth? And if you are made up of 60 to 80% water, don't you think that whatever is affecting the water in the ocean might affect the water in your body? Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. However, I do understand basic shizmets. And it is the placement of Mercury inside of this planetary system, because the Bible says that the stars, the planets, was given to us for signs, for symbols, and for guides. That means it moves us. It affects us. Your job is to understand how is this affecting you. There is, again, a psycho-spirituality that is connected to this planetary archetype. Remember, arc means original. Type means pattern. And so there is an archetype. And this archetype, again, that's your design. That's called your DNA. So your DNA is designed to do one thing, but during a certain period of time, from now it's mid-March to mid-April, it affects you. Remember, I've been telling her, man, I've been real lethargic. Like, I've been having pressure in my sinuses. Like, I've been, like I tell you guys before, I didn't, you know, my car needed oil change. I just had to go down there. I get free oil changes. I didn't want to drive. I just did it yesterday. It's supposed to have been done 3 months ago. Now, I was talking about my tooth, and my tooth did affect me a lot. But I noticed I worked out. Usually I used to work out 2-3 times a day. I ain't done nothing in over a month. Now, again, I just said, it's my tooth. But then I noticed I was kind of feeling a little, like, that was like my ear was popping. There was a little humming in my ear. Lucid dreaming. Last night I had a dream that I was on a cruise ship and I lost my keys. I lost my cell phone. I lost everything. And I was running around. I was trying to find everything. This dream was so real. I woke up and my heart was I was lucid dreaming. And then there is this strange tingling sensation that I have, you know, in certain parts of my body. Especially inside of my limbs, my arms and feet and stuff. Then I had certain things, you know, scratching, just body, you know, certain scratches, certain, just out of the blue. Then I had difficulty tasking certain, you know, concentrating on certain tasks. Basic stuff, doing Dear Canary reports. I talk about Dear Canary reports, but this week, I didn't know Dear Canary reports this week. I could not concentrate, no matter how hard I tried. And then I had this, I didn't want to be around people. Now, I'm not no really social butterfly as it is. But then it was like really bad. I didn't even want to be around my wife noticed it. And she asked me, like, is everything okay? I said, yeah, honey, everything's great. Like, well, you know, like, you haven't been around me, you haven't touched me, like, what's going on? Then I found myself loss of appetite. Now again, I just said, hey, because of the tooth. Heart palpitations. Yeah, I already had, you know, that they said I had, you know, heart arrhythm about when I was a kid, so I just blew it off. But then there were some other things. I started having some different feelings, especially during my prayer, my meditation time, where, you know, my mind couldn't focus. I had a loss of focus. I had increased sensitivity. I had, you know, certain things bothered me. I go on Facebook and I read something. It never bothered me. Now all of a sudden I want to respond to people. And I always wake up at between 3 and 5 a.m., but now it was even worse. And then I had started having all of these deja vus. Then I started struggling, you know, with a loss of, I'm going to say, ambition, for lack of a better term. Remember I was talking about the, like, I used the word inertia? So all of this was going on, and then I looked into, oh, man, it is Mercury retrograde time. And then the father says, oh, no, homie, remember, trace it back to this original. Never take the first definition. They tell me, oh, Mercury retrograde, okay? You're an etymologist. You never take the first definition. You go to the Bible, you look at the first Hebrew word. For spirit is pneuma. Ant is not pneuma. I taught you better than that. I told you to study, not to pass a test. I told you to study to understand me. See, most people I know, they study because they want to impress somebody. They want to do a message. They got a book to write. I said, why I study? I study because I will never, ever be, no man, woman, or child on earth can look me in the eye and have something that I don't have. Just because I mean I talk about it don't mean I have not researched it. If it's accessible on the planet, I'm going to find it. If it's accessible, now in my book that I wrote called The Vatican Deception, 300 pages of stuff inside the Vatican. I've never been to the Vatican, so how do I know what's inside the Vatican? I've asked people, when I did my show, Emerald Bible, there was a play at the church I was attending when I was 21. I've never heard of the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. So how did I write about it at 21 and I never read about it until I was 40? How did I design an emblem that is the exact, I knew nothing about the Dracos. I knew nothing about the Anunnaki. I knew nothing about Jehovah. That if you turn the letters around, what it means. I knew nothing about that. I knew nothing about that. The four letters, if you add U's in between them in the original text, it makes the word Anunnaki. I knew nothing about that, but I wrote about it. I knew nothing about it when Jesus said that when you look at what Jesus said, I am from above, you are from below. If you look at the definition of the word above that Jesus said, you find this word, A-N-O. In the original text, it's A-N-U, Anu. Do you know who Anu is? That's what Jesus said. I didn't say it, Jesus said. I knew nothing about it. I knew nothing. But yet, I automatically know something. So how do I know what I know? It's called intuition. It's called spiritus. But that was beat out of me as a kid. But I'm not a kid anymore. This conscious shift, my brother, is not left up to you. The potter does not tell, the clay does not tell the potter to make you dust. We've been lied to. Somebody told you you got more power than you got. Now, I like power. Don't get it twisted. I like superheroes. I like Superman. I like Batman. I like all of the comic heroes. I like, we just saw Black Panther. But I understand the big picture. What is the true destiny of mankind? And who established it? Did you establish it? So you need to tell me, brother. You need to tell me, sister, from your perspective, as one grain of sand on one beach, on one planet, in this entire freaking universe, and you know what's going on? I mean, not you, but people you know? I don't think so, brother. So I totally removed and threw away everything that I was taught. Everything. Why? I knew it was somebody's opinion, and I went straight to the source. That is called the great shift. That is called Christ conscious, which is really Christos conscious. And even that is just somebody's definition. So you have to get rid of all your definitions. You have to get rid of all of your stuff in order for you to get into what I call a divine evolution of light, in order for you to understand Agathon, again, which is the benevolent one, which it talks about in Revelation 16, which says, here, if you want to know wisdom, this is wisdom. Count. And I looked at that definition, it means read. The word read means to study for understanding, not studying to pass a test. And it is this ability to understand the harmonic convergence that is taking place right now. Is it who's doing it? Why is the sun releasing CNEs right now? Can somebody explain to me why? What are you doing to control the sun? Do you have power? I'm talking about the physical one. Do you have power over the sun? Anybody? Does anybody have power to control the sun? Now, the sun rises and sets. Why? Who set that up? Why does the sun rise and set? Is it based upon what you and I are doing? Is it based on some technology that somebody else is doing? It is this ability to understand, brothers and sisters, that there are certain things that are outside of our realm of understanding or control. That's Christ consciousness that leads to the activating of the 12 strands of DNA, which goes back to what I talked about yesterday. What do I get my worth and my value from? That is cosmic, planetary Again, evolution. Where do I get my worth and value from? As we talked about on yesterday's show, that word, one word, that is the foundation or at the base of a lot of what is the word refer, which means that you are, again, the relative of a something that is more powerful than you. So I refer to that relative that's more powerful than me. And that relative, again, has established certain things. And these things are happening right now. This, again, is cosmic wisdom. This is cosmic consciousness and understanding. This is understanding, again, not only the cosmic, but also the astral, but what we call spiritual. And so without that consciousness, without that awareness, my brothers and sisters, what happens is we fall into whatever the dominant culture or whatever is being spit out. So the thing that I have, the question I have is, this shift that was talked about, especially with the Mayan culture, with the ancient Mayan calendar, and they book all of these planetary shifts and the planet's conscious ways that happens every 2,150 years. And they predicted, and as I've talked about on many, many, many shows, is the Bible a book of prophecy or is the Bible a book of predictive programming? Now, I'm going to let you answer that before yourself. I recommend you do what I did. You get on your knees and you go before the big chief. Now, if you don't know anything about predictive programming works the same way. Why is it that everything that's inside of, again, Stan Jackson's Illuminati card game, everything that's on The Simpsons that happened in 20, usually on average, I think it's about a 5 or 10 year head start. So I can watch The Simpsons today to tell you what's going to happen 5 years from now. Now, in the Vatican, they have something called paper bulls. Now, back in the old day, they used to be written on human skin. Now, I'm not going to go back. All this is out of my book, The Vatican Deception. Now, as I talked about before, do you know what the word Vatican means? It means foreteller of the future, predictor, writer of the future. So let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement because, again, I was born at night. I just wasn't born last night. I have an incentive. My incentive is I got righteous indignation. I had it since my mother died when I was 12, 13, whatever. I thought it was unfair. I thought it was unjust. I thought it was harsh. Now, remember, that's just the word oppression. The only way that you can become overwhelmed, somebody got to oppress, depress, in order to possess. The word Vatican means foreteller of the future. How do they do it? Do you know who the Black Pope is? Most people think that the Pope that you see on TV is the real Pope. That fool don't run up. He's just a puppet. A papal bull. Nothing has ever happened in human history that was not written down on the papal bull. How is that possible? A papal bull is a decree. The Bible talks about declaring and decreeing. It means bulla, B-U-L-L-A. Now, this shiftness is deep. I'm not making it up. Now, the paper bulls, the one percenters, they've tapped into something that you and I know nothing about. They've tapped into the program. So if there is, like in the Matrix, all of the movies are telling you the same shiftness. Have y'all watched Westworld? That if that don't make your brain hurt, it should. That is a dangerous movie. But hey, they hide the truth in plain sight. So there is this world that we live in, again, is a dumbed down version of the real world. This is like the devil's playground. The devil was here when you got here. You do know that in the book of Revelation, when he was cast out, where was he cast out to? He was chump before he even got chump. And so this world that we live in, again, is a dumbed-down version, according to, again, especially the apocalypse of John. Now, I talk about it out of my book, The Cosmic Tour, where I break all of this down. And so without that worldview, which most people, especially Christians, don't have. Even the word Christian, which comes from Titus 3, which is called Cretan. Most Christians don't even know that. So I cannot have an intellectual conversation with a Christian. Not most of them. Because they don't even know what they taught. They don't even know them. They don't even know the basics. Not you, but, you know, people that you know. Christ consciousness is a shift that's saying, from my perspective, I don't know nothing. That means I'm on the grind. Every day I wake up, I'm on the freaking grind. What am I on the grind? Studying to show myself approved unto God, not man. Because I know man wants to keep me in the dark. I don't want to be in the dark. I may get punched in the gut, but I want to see it coming. I don't know about you. So everything I do is about awareness. It's about consciousness. That's what my church, if you want to use that word, which is a word, assembly, which exists, but doesn't exist. Now wrap your brain around that one. What does that mean? It is the Christos, or the Christ consciousness, metaphysical assembly. Because I know that words, like the Pope knows that words, is a public decree. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. You have the ability to call those things that are not as though they are. You are a co-creator with the creator. That is the conscience. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. But life for what? Life to continue the old school, the norm, when Jesus himself said that everybody who came before me are thieves and robbers. I came that you may have life and life more abundantly, not only in this life, but in the life to come. So I have the life based upon the Greek Z-O-A, Z-O-E, Zoe, Zo-O, Zoe life. That's where Yahushua came. So I'm not whatever Yahushua did. Not what he's not. I don't worship him, and then go home. After I worship him, I get up and I follow him. I do what he said to do. Now I know very few people who do that. Christ consciousness shift, brother, is how the cosmic shift is affecting you to activate again the nucleotides inside of your DNA. It is not up to you. According to Ephesians chapter 2, the Father taking this out of your hands. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. I like the way John Calvin and some of the old school guys will talk about predestination and election. And some people would talk about, without understanding the science behind what I call spiritual synthesis, when the sunlight hits a plant leaf, something called photosynthesis takes place. And without that understanding of how photo, which is a false, which is a photon, which is a package of light, which is Yahushua. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He didn't say he created light, he said, I am it. So the same energy that powers the plant is the same energy that powers you. Why the hell do you think you eat plants? Now, you may say, but we're a little shy. I eat protein, brother. Well, all the protein is we supposed to be eating, they eat plants. So you're just getting dumbed down plant, light, energy. Because you're a light being. Light needs light. That's why you eat light. That's why you consume light. There's no such thing as animal protein. Because the animals that you eat, they eat. What do they eat? A cow's eat what? Do cows eat other cows? Now man is trying to make them eat other cows because they know they want to dumb down your light. But in nature, all of the omnivores, all of the biggest animals on the earth, elephant, what do they eat? Whales, most of them, they eat plankton. Most of the big protein eaters, they eat plants. Plants eat suns. Sun. So do you. You are an biological, electrical, chemical being, which means that you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests for itself through a body. Right now, you are in a transition that is resulting in a nucleic editing. Inside of your body right now, there is something called the nucleosynthesis that is taking place. That is show number 8 that I will be doing this year. If you look at the word nuclear, or you look at the word nucleic, N-U-C-L-E-R-I-C, there is a editing going on inside of the nucleus, or that there's a mitosis going inside of your mitochondria, the mitochondria. I'm going to break it all down, the biology of the transformation that is taking place right now, regardless of your belief system. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Because when you get to a higher level, your belief system is the result of your event system. The events that are being ordered right now, who's ordering the events? Mercury retrograde is happening right now. Why? Did you order it? I didn't order Mercury retrograde. But Mercury retrograde is causing me to revert back and go back and finish business that I did not do. Why? Genetic editing, CRISPR-9, advanced fractal geometry, nucleic editing. If you look at the word N-U-C-L-E-R-I-C, nucleic, it really means new clerk, new cleric, new preacher, new teacher. That's you. That's me. The God that I serve, and he ain't leaving up you because he don't want you to mess it up. Now, he loves you. He appreciates you. He values you. But every once in a while, he allows the retrograde to take you back to pick up business that you may have missed. If you look at Mercury retrograde, what it really, 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 really means, when you get past all those stuff, it is the evolutionary energy that is having us as individuals to allow us to retrograde. There are systems in place, paper bulls, cosmogrator, chemtrails in the air, genetic modified organisms in your food, fluoride, all of this stuff. So the Father already knows. So he's already directed or allowed you to go back and pick up a lesson that you may not have gotten, or that you may miss, or that you may not have learned. Retro means go back. Grade means habit, means position, means lesson. Why would we need to relearn something? Why do you need to go back? Why is there even an energy that overrides and forces you, even though you don't want to? Man, this system God is taking, the big one, not the little one, but the devil meant for evil, like he said in his word. That's why when I lose, I win. Y'all need to get on board with that. That dog hunts. If you could ever wrap your brain around that statement, then you're no longer afraid of losing. You never fear. When you no longer fear, when you no longer are afraid of failure, when you no longer are afraid of losing, a shift takes place in your Christos. And your Christos. And you become Histos. Now, inside of your body, there is something called histones. Don't believe me, look it up. Triple dare you look it up. Triple dare you look up histones. And click on images. When you look at a histone, you see it's a little ball with something wrapped around it that looks exactly like a snake. Now, I've already did the series. I've got it inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple of God. This is how deep God is. I already have inside of my book also The Biology of Belief, where I break down how, from a biological perspective, there is something inside of your body, again called, again, I can't pronounce the word, it's like acid. We'll put it that way. But it starts with an H. That is how, again, biologically the veil is rent. There's a scripture in the song that talks about the veil is rent in an instant, revealing that holy place. That biologically is inside of your body as we speak right now. that is inside of your body. Now, the reason why this is so important, my brothers and my sisters, is because inside of your body, you have these histones. It is a group of what they call chromatin. Anytime you see the word, again, like chromosome, chromatin, it has to do with color. So histones are what they call an acyline protein. And it has what they call a nuclei package or nuclear package. It's like a nuclear weapon. It contains nuclear zones, like nucleic and then chromosomes. But it's wrapped up. It's like a spool, and it has a thread around it. It's like you that is wrapped up or held together by the snake. That's what it looks like. It looks like a ball that has a snake around it. And again, you have to look it up. It's called a histone, histone proteins inside the body. This is called epigenetics. This is called nucleotides. The word nuclear means nuclear or nucleotide, which means nucleic editing, which means the nucleic. Now, that was a movie that was done called The Cleric. And I've got the actor. But inside of that, this actor is about this cleric who takes on all of the other clerics. And the word cleric, it just comes from the word clerk or the word clergy. So what is going on is the making of the new clergy. That's you. It is the new clergy, my brother. It is the new clergy, my sister. So that way you do not return in materialization, but you rise in realization. It is the realization that the retrograde with the devil meant for evil to try to take you back to destroy you, God is using to empower you. So run towards the fire. When you see adversity, run in the direction of adversity. I know very few people who run in the direction of adversity. That's why it took me so long to get this tooth out, is that I kind of like pain. And then the father was like, don't get too comfortable because the enemy will use that against you. You can get comfortable being uncomfortable. So you got to always be sensitive to the Ruach and the Nuach, to the Spirit. That allows you to grow. Remember, if you walk in the Spirit, you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, it's going to be there. It's going to be barking. It's going to be chirping. It's going to nip you on the heel every once in a while. You're going to fall down. You're going to get muddy up. Up, you may get bruised up, but guess what? In the end, you win. As long as you walk in the Spirit, my brothers, as long as you walk in the Spirit, my sisters, everything that the devil needs, all weapons formed against you, they won't prosper. Why? He honors his word, his patterns, because his patterns are power. Your job is to just repeat the pattern that he's already established. That's your job. Your job is not to invent a new pattern. I know you want to. I know you want to do your will. Trust me, I've been there, done that. 50 years of doing my own thing. I know a little something about it. I'm not reading no shit since I read no book. I did my own thing for a long time, brothers and sisters. And it worked. Oh, man, got some digits, you know what I'm saying? Made a couple of dollars. Got a chance to travel around the world. Ate some good food. But I had a form of godliness and no power. Power comes from patterns. Patterns come from purpose. Your job is to simply understand your purpose. Christ consciousness shift that is going on, there is a cosmic shift that is going on that is affecting you, that is outside of the control of you. Because the potter can, the clay cannot tell the potter what to do. The potter, the programmer, writes the program. The program doesn't write the programmer. You know the program. The programmer. Who wrote the computer code that made you you? There's a lot of programmers out there. Just make sure you get with the Agathon, the biggest programmer. So the programmer, the potter, that is programming my clay, my body, my neutrinos, the genetic editing that is taking place, I removed all of the malware. I removed all the viruses. I removed all the bugs out of the program. So that way, the update, I'm going through a system update. My nucleotides are producing a new clay. So I can be new and I can be clear. And I can be a new clerk and I can be part of the new clergy. That's why I got a nucleus. I recommend, my brothers and sisters, that you overstand. On April the 2nd, I start the new series on the quantum fusion that is taking place. You need to understand that there's a quanta that wants to fuse. This quanta, this quantum fusion, puts you into an induction state. If you are not overstanding not only the science, but the spirit behind the quantum fusion induction state, you will not be a new clerk. You will not be part of the new clergy. It is very, 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 very important, my brothers, because a lot of people do not understand quanta. This quanta, again, is a energy, if you want to use that term, for lack of a better term. It is an energy. It is the minimum amount of energy that is required to maintain something that is quantized or quantized. It's called quantization. That's you. So the minimum amount of energy that is required to maintain the physical existence, that quantum that has been fused, that is producing this induction state. It's very important because now we're moving into a new quantization. And that gets into the superpositioning of what is called the Christ position, or what is called, they call quanta entanglement, or quantum entanglement, which is Christ or Christos entanglement. Now, quantum physics, they call it spooky science. Quanta has all of the same attributes as the big G. Now, that's the new clerks, the new clerics, they're made in the image and likeness of their father. That's where I'm going. That's where I want you to go. I want you to understand it. So that way you know what's happening in your life, and that way you're not caught off guard, and you and understand that what the standard is. Most people don't. That's why I wrote the book called The Standard. If you don't have that book, you might want to get that book. Because in that book, I break down what is the 10 omnis that establish the quantization, which, again, I'm going to be sharing later on this year. So my brothers and my sisters, Mercury retrograde has a lot of quote-unquote negative attributes, if you will. There's a lot of negative things, and it's usually talked about in a negative manner, as are a lot of things in our culture, because the dominant culture would like you to think that it's a lot of things wrong with it, or there is something negative about it. But remember, the Father takes everything that the enemy means for evil. And this is that is why having the proper perspective is so important. Because if you don't have this perspective, you are going to have fear. Now remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. That releases adrenaline. Fear plus adrenaline produces adrenochrome. That is oxygen for lizards, leopards, the Dracos, the Anunnakis. They cannot exist. Same way you cannot go into the ocean without an oxygen tank. They cannot come to Earth without an adrenochrome tank. They need you to be in fear 24/7, 365. That is why I don't do fear. And it is very important that you understand that statement. That changes the game. That is the standard. The standard is that what I call inside the book, the standard, Gagu. God Almighty Grand Unification Theorem, not theory. It is the mathematical formula that proves the new clay or the new clergy that is being prepared as we speak by everything that is going on, positively and negatively. So even when you lose, you win. And when you win, you win. So all I just say is stop in and enjoy the ride. So my brothers and my sisters, again, I was going to do originally just a show, just talk focused on just on the Mercury retrograde, but I wanted to do it from a true biblical perspective to give you the true overview of that and what it is and what it means. So your behavior is being modified by the big G, and he's using all of the tools available, the positive ones and the negative, to bring about a new clay. Like it says in Ephesians chapter 2, the two seeds will come together and to form one new man. So my brothers and my sisters, thank you so much for joining on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Lord, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself. Stop trying to scheme with us, cause once you get your wealth, you start to wake up us. Stop running from me, I'll pick up your throne. Don't let them entities pick up your home, cause you're the entity to meet them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be in love, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the main mug, because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace, so we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, you still live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't bout it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate it. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. And say you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. And then you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
For yourself, you the day one, day one. Do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now that.